does RNA really have all the answers?
This is Mark Rosalzer. I'm a research fellow at the University of Cambridge and a group leader at the Francis Crick Institute in London. Historically speaking, many people have tried to explain everything with the emergence of RNA, and I think this is very difficult.
Marcus is unconvinced RNA could really have pushed along those early reactions needed for life, what we call metabolism.
So every cell consumes a lot of nutrients, and this is very essential for life. And therefore cells need systems to convert all of these different nutrients into the molecules that your cells actually need. And that's what we in biochemistry call metabolism. And the way it works is a series of several hundred reactions that happen in all of our cells. And from a lot of different angles, we think that metabolism had not many origins in evolution, but probably just one. And it's very important to understand those origins of metabolism to get a feeling about which processes enabled life to emerge.
So Marcus is investigating this from the point of view of those reactions themselves, looking at just how they work.
So we systematically test. So we know which reactions are important for metabolism, and they are typically catalyzed by enzymes. And a few years ago, we stumbled into some reactions which look like those enzyme-driven reactions, but they don't require enzymes. And then we use analytical instruments called mass spectrometers, which allow us to measure thousands and thousands of samples. And we systematically test which reactions can happen in those samples.
Okay, so one of the problems with the metabolic pathways is that they need these enzymes, these proteins to help them happen. But what you've said is that some of these can happen without the help of proteins. They can just occur anyway. And so you're throwing together a load of chemistry in an early Earth simulation and then just seeing which of these reactions you can recreate.
Yeah, exactly. So for modern life, we need enzymes. But the difficulty is that enzymes themselves are made up of products of metabolism. So you end up in a chicken-egg problem to know what was first. And for a long time, this was an unsolved question. But in the moment, people started to see that you can do reactions as they happen in metabolism without enzymes. And the hypothesis that the whole thing started without enzymes has gotten a huge boost.
So how do you simulate the early Earth? In my head, I'm just imagining a room where you've made it look like early Earth, but I'm assuming it's not like that.
Yeah, it's very small volumes of liquid, so we are not simulating 10,000s of liters of here in ocean. So we simulate little droplets, 40 microliters, 50 microliters, and we add different components that people believe could have existed on the Archean Earth. And those people we talk to, they obtain this information from sediments, so from stones that they find around the world, and they can date them to this period. So not everything is preserved from the time, so a lot of the things one needs to infer, but there is some solid evidence from the geoscientists which molecules made up the early planet. And then we had the metabolites that we know that they are essential for life. We know that they had to play a role at the very early stages of life, because now they are essential for life. Yeah, so that's our logic views. And then we see which reactions can they do without enzymes present in those conditions. And very often we see that many of the reactions that these metabolites then undergo are the ones that we can find again to be essential for the life of our cells.
And do you do anything to this simulation? Do you add heat or energy in any way, or do you just leave it there and see what happens?
Yeah, we did different sorts of things. In the beginning, we started with heat, because many people think that chemical reactions are accelerated by heat, and this is typically true. So many reactions require certain activation energy to happen. Meanwhile, we have expanded this, and we test all sorts of different environments. One of them, for instance, is ice. So we see a surprising high reactivity of metabolic reactions to happen in frozen conditions. So there is a huge span, and therefore I would say at the moment the answer is open, what the right environment was for those processes to start.
So you're putting these metabolites in and you're putting them under certain conditions, and you're finding without enzymes they can react and make what exactly?
They make other metabolites that are part of our cells. And this is then not stopping at one metabolite, and then one metabolite forms the next metabolite, and the next, and the next. And this results in an entire network. And so we can then take those networks and compare them with the networks as they happen in our cells. And as closer we get, as more likely that we have found an origin of such a metabolic system.
So do you think then that this metabolic reactions, they just sort of started cropping up in this early Earth? And I guess then what?
I would say this the other way around. So in order to have life, you have to have chemical reactions that happen. And life needs a fundament to build on. And when you start to think about how metabolic pathways evolve, you need to have a system which produces a product. Because only if you have something which provides an advantage, a Darwinian selection procedure can start. Now you have again a chicken egg problem here. If you need multiple enzymes to form a product, but you cannot form the product to select for, you have nothing to start with. So we think that these chemical networks were a starting point for evolution to pick up out those molecules which provide an advantage and they could select upon. So you can imagine you have a system with 10 reactions, and then one of them is the slowest or the least efficient reaction, and this is the reaction that evolution can improve first in order to create a product better. If you would need to start to work on all 10 reactions at the same time, it would be a system which would be much more likely to fail.
Marcus Rasler.